Oklahoma's prisons are crowded, and the state continues to incarcerate offenders at the second highest rate in the nation, according to the most recent statistics. As part of our election project, Oklahoma Engaged, Kate Carlton Greer reports on two state questions on the ballot this fall, aimed at easing both of those strains.
Carla Quillen started using drugs when she was 17. Before she knew it, she was addicted and selling crack cocaine to support her habit. She compiled a lengthy rap sheet with multiple drug charges, but Quillen mostly stayed out of prison. Then, 14 years ago, she gave birth in her house to her son Justice. She was high at the time. Shortly after Justice was born, he died. Quillen was charged with murder.
It was horrible. I mean, because that's the last thing that I wanted to happen. And to think that people were saying that I literally intentionally wanted my son to die, it just made me want to continue to get high to ease the pain, because that's not who I am.
The charge was eventually downgraded to child neglect, and Quillen went to prison for about a decade. She got out last year and landed a job. She's been sober for 13 years.
Oh, it took that much for me to wake up? It actually took that?
Quillen thinks if the state had sent her to treatment instead of just deferring her first sentence, she could have quit drugs years before. That's what these two state questions, 780 and 781, aim to do.
These reforms are ultimately about making the best use of our state's resources, both from a financial standpoint and from a human capital standpoint.
Chris Steele heads Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform, the group that developed the two measures. State Question 780 would elevate the monetary threshold for property crimes from $500 to $1,000. A vote yes also means several low-level drug and property crimes will be reclassified as misdemeanors instead of felonies. That means offenders won't serve prison time. Steele expects the state to see significant savings by lessening incarceration rates. The second measure, 781, redirects those savings to counties to expand drug and mental health treatment programs.
What we're doing right now is not working, and so we've got to try a new approach, and we believe that the answer, based on the success in other states, is to address the root cause of the crime through appropriate levels of treatment and mental health care.
The changes are statutory, not constitutional, meaning the legislature could amend the laws as needed. Steele says that is by design.
We're going to have to continue to do our research. We're going to have to continue to consider other reforms that would also be necessary to try to achieve the best possible outcomes possible.
But some experts in the criminal justice system are skeptical permanently reclassifying these offenses as misdemeanors will encourage rehabilitation. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater.
If there's not a lengthy prison sentence hanging over my head as some incentive to go to drug court or some incentive to change my lifestyle and address my addictive behavior, then I'm not going to do it.
All carrot, Prater says, but no stick. Some misdemeanors carry a potential sentence of 1 year in jail, but Prater fears overcrowding could lead to diverted sentences, meaning offenders could avoid time behind bars altogether. Besides, he says, most defendants who end up in prison due to drug possession have had multiple chances.
Though the crime that they ultimately may have gone to prison for is a simple possession case of, you know, whatever it may be, whatever the drug of choice was, they're not going on first offense. And many times they're going after they've failed drug court.
Prater wants to see Oklahoma's criminal justice system revamped. He's long advocated for a better system that prioritizes treatment programs, but his concerns with these proposals are echoed across the state by DAs and law enforcement. Prater also doubts the legislature would appropriate needed dollars for county treatment centers.
We need to fund inpatient, outpatient, substance abuse services, mental health services, and the like. That's not being funded now. So you think the legislature is going to fund it now that they've made everything or will make everything a misdemeanor? It just isn't going to happen.
Carla Quillen is more optimistic. She carries the weight of her son's death daily and believes the measures could save other addicts.
I don't want something like this to happen to somebody else because this is something I have to live with for the rest of my life.
Instead of waiting for disaster to happen, Quillen says the state needs to be proactive about helping its people confront and treat their addictions. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.
Support for Oklahoma Engaged is provided by the Kirkpatrick Foundation. You can find more at oklahomaengaged.com.